Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayer and Allied Craft Workers. And am I speaking to Hector?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you like me to continue in English or Spanish?
English.
Alrighty. Thank you. Alright, to start with the survey, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? Would you say 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 plus?
The one before 26.
11 to 25 or 26 to 40?
Yeah. 11 to 26, 25.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch on the trade? Is it refractory bricklayer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, marble mason, stone mason, tile or marble finisher, PCC or restoration, plasterer, bricklayer, cement mason, tile setter, mason helper or finisher?
All of them.
Okay. Thank you. Just getting this completed for you. In the meantime, how's your day going so far?
My day's about to finish, so I'm laid down.
Okay, thank you. I'm just making some notes up here. I'm here. Alrighty. Alright, the following question that I have is, on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, or improver?
I was a foreman.
Thank you. Alright, and yes or no, are you currently working on that trade?
No.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find a work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I haven't. I'm working.
Okay.
A different craft, but I'm working.
Okay. All right. Yes or no. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past year?
Yeah.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Same.
Thank you. All right. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
The same.
I appreciate it. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
I have not.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
I do not know.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
I wouldn't know how to answer that.
Okay, based on what you see currently, based on your perception.
On my perception?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't
Do you think there would be more, less, or about the same unemployment that we have? Less? Okay.
Yes.
Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get worse, better, or stay about the same?
What?
Looking at your family economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, the economy situation for your family will get worse, better, or will stay about the same?
Better.
Okay. Switching gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it a dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
Careless people.
Careless people.
Careless people.
Okay. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes or no?
I have not.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in any political campaigning?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
No, I would say never.
Okay. Changing the subjects to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are least likely to get your news from. So I'll give you some options. Please tell me from which of these you get your news from, the one that you use the most. Friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspaper, radio, the internet or social media, and I also have local TV news programming.
Friends.
Friends and neighbor?
Yep.
Okay. What would be the second source?
Internet.
You said radio?
No, internet.
Internet, okay. Okay, what would be the third source?
Third source, probably paper.
All right, print or online newspaper, okay. We are missing cable news, radio, and local TV news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so which one should I put next? Cable news, radio, or local TV news?
Radio.
Radio, okay. And what about cable news or local TV news? Which one should I put next?
Local.
Local. And last one, cable news. Thank you so much. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Support for labor unions, jobs in the economy, education, the environment, immigration, foreign policy, healthcare, or something else?
Something else.
I'm sorry?
Something else.
Something else. Thank you so much. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I haven't heard anything.
You have not heard anything, okay? That's okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say It is very important. Somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that the federal elected official supports that.
Important.
Would that be very important or somewhat important?
Somewhat important.
All right. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? Would you say Democratic Party or Republican Party?
What was the question?
Yes, I'm happy to repeat the question. It says, generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? So which one of these should support the most?
Know.
If you had to choose?
I wouldn't know.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The Ford.
Okay, much more GM Ford or somewhat much more?
What do you mean Ford?
All right, you choose their side. You will say much more than the auto workers or somewhat more than the United Auto Workers?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve what Joe Biden has done with his job? I'm sorry?
Joe Biden has not done nothing. I don't approve anything that man has done.
All right. I understand that, and I thank you. I'll go ahead through the questions, and you can just tell me if you said you do not approve. So in that case, you can tell me if you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove. So what would you say about his job as president overall?
It sucks.
All right. Would you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I would approve very much. Disapprove.
Okay, you said disapprove already?
Yeah.
Would that be a strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Yeah, strongly.
Okay, what about his job on supporting for labor unions?
I don't think he supports anything.
All right, would you also strongly disapprove to that one? All right, what about immigration?
Disapprove.
All right. Can you please confirm if that would be a strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
What about healthcare?
Strongly disapprove.
The economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Foreign affairs?
For what?
Foreign affairs? Would you also strongly disapprove to that one?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
Okay, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for the president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certainly to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I will not vote for our president.
All right, but are you planning to vote on the upcoming elections?
Yes.
Will that be probably or almost certainly?
Almost certainly.
Thank you. All right. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
You said Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. If the information is just loading, please bear with me one moment. Alrighty, very good. I got the information here. Moving on, and yes or no. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement security, and safety?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a yes or no question. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, it's just loading. Bear with me one moment. All right. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would that be excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I didn't get the question.
I am happy to repeat it. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay.
Good.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Okay. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Pay better in different states.
Is it pay better?
Yep.
In that case, would we get better payment?
Yes.
Getting it. Okay, thank you. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I don't know.
Anything in particular you think they should be working on?
No.
Any idea, anything that you would like them to probably get done? Anything that you're missing? Anything that they can do in a long term, like this year and for the next one?
The better vacation pace.
I am so sorry. You were cutting off right there.
Better vacation pace?
You said better resistance?
Better vacation.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Got it. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it text, email, mail, union meetings,
email,
or job site? Email?
Email.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that impact to the BAC? Would you say once a year, never, a couple of times a year, four or more times a year?
Once a year.
Once a year, okay?
Once a year.
Thank you. Now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we will be done. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Hispanic.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Hector.
I'm sorry?
Hector.
Thank you, Hector. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight. Thank you so much for helping me out. And I hope you have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.